Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Growing up, I loved Dr. Seuss. From the books, to the Grinch cartoon Christmas special, to Jim Carrey in the Grinch movie, to Mike Myers in The Cat in the Hat. The title of this story is There Once Was a Girl, taken from an ABDL coloring and activity book I created. It is a fairy tale written in the style of a Dr. Seuss story, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. If you're listening to it as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. There Once Was a Girl by Zorro Daddy. There once was a girl who loved little so much, she thought, maybe as a baby girl I would feel as such. So she dreamed of a world where a girl would feel little, where silly songs were never wrong and fiddles played a riddle, where everywhere were teddy bears and blankies and bottles and binkies, where strawberries were riper, but as a baby girl in a diaper, uh-oh, what if I get stinky? So she closed her eyes and nibbled her lip, scratched her thinker and shifted her hips. Then she said, giggling and bouncing is fun, it's very true, but a baby girl without a sitter will simply never do. Or best of all, she thought, as her mind began to whirl, I don't want to be a baby, but a daddy's baby girl. 'Cause a daddy is loving and takes special care as he tickles your tummy and brushes your hair. He looks with his lookers deep into your thinker, warming your thumper, twinkling your winkers. Then she opened her eyes and opened them wide, and then her wide eyes she blinked. Because all around her was every little wish of every little thought she had thinked. She sat up and drew up her knees to her chin and looked around in the crib she was in. Around her were baby dolls and soft teddy bears. Her lips held a binky, pigtails held her hair. Everything was soft and everything was squishy, from her baby girl nightie to the diaper on her tushy. So she scooped up her teddy bear and rose to her knees and peered over the crib at what else she could see. A little world did surround her. Could she have encountered that little place within her dreams? She looked up and down at the nursery she found, being dazzled by the window's sunbeams. From a rocking chair to a toy chest over there, to a dresser no lesser than pink, to a changing table, and though barely able, she thought, I'm gonna love this place, I think. Her binky dropped from her mouth as she giggled and bounced, but fall to the floor it did not. Dangling from her collar by a string was her binky, and she said, what a smart daddy I've got. Every sight that she saw made her clap, then she crawled to each end of the crib to and fro. She would lie on her back. She was getting the knack of this baby girl thing, head to toe. Invited by fate, no longer could she wait for a fantasy so real in each dream. The time was now here for her daddy to appear, and a new diaper she needed, it would seem. The door slowly opened as she rose up again with a smile that had formed on her face. Her daddy walked in with a bottle and a grin, and a gentleness that fit in this place. She stretched out her arms, and he lifted her high. Then she hugged him, and hugged him so dear. His hand felt her bottom, as her face felt his chest, and her first diaper change was now here. On the table she was placed, her beating heart kept up pace, as she stared at the ceiling above. With her legs in the air, she could feel how he cared, and his gentle hands were filled with love. From the table to the rocking chair seemed a quick trip as she sat so sweetly on his lap. Closing her eyes as her lips felt the bottle, she drank as her body he wrapped. In the softest of blankets and strongest of arms, every baby girl's love he evoked. He rocked her so gently and patted intently, and that's when her daddy first spoke. Every joy that I felt every day made me melt when I thought of a baby girl like you. With eyes that are beaming or are far away and dreaming, this one thing I know to be true. Love, pure and simple, in each laugh and each dimple, is so strong and eternally right that nothing can ever prevent an endeavor that's based on the rest of your life. Oh, his words were so sweet, his touch was so tending, his eyes were unyielding, his love never ending. She knew that her heart and emotions were feeling the same as his were. He embraced, still reeling, in the thought that this little world she dreamt in her mind was now her reality, unfurled and sublime. And as she drifted back, ever so softly to sleep, she nestled against him, this dream she wanted to keep. The end.